States government. And that's the meaning in the brief. What kind of a brief was that? Vayimel ekim el neach vel bonov yit elena vani meikim es visitchem vizarachem acharechem vizkul nefesh achayu asha itchem veiv babheimu chayes orets itchem mikol yisi atevo lechol chayes orets vakimei yisi es blitzi itchem vikoris kol bosorei mei amabu vloyiei mabu lishachis kvoh ואם הרקים, זה יסייס הבריס אשר אני נעשים ביני ונעכם, וכל נפש חי אשר יתחמת, דייר זה, אסקשתי נוסעתי בו, I installed my rainbow in the cloud, והוא יסו לרעיס, and that will be as a sign, בריס of the covenant, ביני between almighty God, ובין האור as the world והויו בעני הונון על האורץ and it will when the skies will be covered with clouds ונרס הקשס בונון and the rainbow will be seen וזוכרתי אז פריסי אשר ביני ונחם ובין כל נפש חי ובכל בוסו לא יהיהו את המים למבו משחס קופס והוא יסע הקשת בונן וריסיו ויסקר בגיסלון ובין הלכים ובכל נפש חיו בכל בוסו אשר אורץ ואם הלכים הולך זה יסיס הפריס אשר יקמי סיבני ובין כל בוסו אשר אורץ לפי פשוטי one could make a mistake and think that according to the Torah in Priyas Ha'ilam there was no such phenomenon as a rainbow and the rainbow was instituted after a month and Albert Einstein wrote a book The Theory of Relativity Albert Einstein did not write the book he just read it the way I read it but it was written by a Polish physicist, Professor Infeld, who Infeld, I-N-F-E-L-D. He was the son of Hasidic Jews in Warsaw. And he was a collaborator of Einstein in the theory of relativity. And he suggested to Albert Einstein for a layman who is not versed in mathematics, higher mathematics and physics, it's impossible to even have a superficial idea what the theory of relativity is all about. So he suggested that he is willing to write a book and to explain, you know, in a way that it will be understood even by layman. I read the book and I understood it. Not that I know the formula of relativity, but I understood what it's all about. So then, he writes in the book, why is there such a phenomenon as a rainbow? When does the rainbow take place? If it's cloudy, and it keeps on raining for a long time, and then the sun comes out, and then the rays of the sun have to penetrate the drops of the sun have to penetrate through the sky, through the clouds so that is they are encountered by an opaque body because in physics I don't know whether you studied physics so there are two phenomena reflection and diffraction. Reflection means that one body reflects the light of another body. Chazal say, Pnei Meshe ki Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ki Pnei Levana, Nosati Sati, Pinosati, Minosatom, Hetchol. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rabbeinu Shalom to endow him with reflective wisdom so that Yeshua would be able to reflect the light of Moshe. That's reflection. Reflection means when a ray of the sun or a ray of light has to change from one medium into the other, then there is the process of Shviras HaNitzeitzes. Hadras Elior also discusses it in Breish. The breaking, the bending, not breaking, the bending of the rays of sun. Then there is a process of diffraction. Diffraction is when the process of refraction, the bending of the rays, is encountered by an opaque body, a rebellious body, so to speak, who doesn't let now the clouds are an opaque body. So then not only is there a bending of the rays, there is a breaking of the rays. And the rays are separated into all its ingredients. So you have the spectrum of colors. Black, red, blue, yellow. That's the most beautiful phenomenon in nature. In the Aveda in Kippur we say, Kimare hakeshes b'sicharon marikir. To be a leader, spiritual leader of all Israel, had to possess what the Mikvolim called Nefesh HaKlolis. Otherwise, if he doesn't have a Nefesh HaKlolis, he cannot be a manik. How can he inspire people who are of such variety? Some Jews are disposed towards Dushin. Chosid Mule. They're only disposed towards purity, kedusha, righteousness, kindness. They are born like Ish HaChinuch. And some are born with certain inclinations, have a terrible temper from childhood days and malice. So if the King God wouldn't possess that variety of colors, he wouldn't be able to inspire the Jews who have a motivation of malice, of jealousy. So, Kimare Hakeshes Bisechonon Marke. If we want to have peace, so Imfeld made a mistake. He thought, according to Breishis, so the phenomenon of the rainbow was instituted after the map. But the Ramban of Nezra says, Chas v'sholem. But every beast is coupled with a certain symbol. The priest bin Absorim. So what was the symbol? Pigeons. The pigeons were created at the time of bin Absorim. She's in places you didn't have birds. But it's used as a symbol. So you have to, it's used as a symbol. What is the symbol? In order to preserve the world, it shouldn't revert back to Tayyum Veil. We have to be tolerant towards all people. We cannot be, there's a limit. We cannot be tolerant towards homosexuals, towards murderers, towards terrorists. But we have to be tolerant towards all kinds of political governments, monarchy, republic, even communistic. So what? It's their business. It's not the business of President Kennedy to make the world safe from communism. Otherwise, there'll be destruction in that world. Okay. was a pagan, especially Knan, the grandson. Eved Avodim, it's not that Neach cursed him. Neach just took fair notice of the fact, if a person is a pagan and he does not have a free spirit, so merely is an Eved, what can you do? So Neach cannot be considered as a role model for the Jewish people, only Avraham. So today, Jews, and I would say all people, but especially Jews, live in an ark. There is a hostile world, bombs, violence, gangs, what not, homosexuality, lesbianism, and even Moloch worship, killing wives and children, to Bama, Brana, Mishugana. And rationalizing that they are expediting the eternal perfection of the world. Should that will happen, if, according to their belief, in 1,000 years, but it makes sense. Once you reject the concept of Ayar Lekim, Eskola Sharosam, Nitev Me'eid, and it's Rameh, so why wait 1,000 years? So they kill their own children. So we have to have Tzialativ. Now the Medrash Rabbe mentions two pshatim in Tzialativ. One pshat is the pshutish al mikro, a window. And the other pshat is a diamond. What's the difference between the window and the diamond? Because when you have a window, so the light comes from without into the table. You have a diamond in the table, so the light comes, emanates from the table into the outside world. On one hand, Jews are obligated to communicate to the whole world and see what goes on in the world, whether the outside world is practicing righteousness or the outside world is practicing violence and brutality, whether the outside world is practicing sneers, modesty, pure life, or they are practicing immorality and immorality, rebellion, violence, homos. Today humanity is overtaken by the plague of AIDS, a new disease. Makash leksuvo bateo. Not only leksuvo bateo, throughout the years, the thousands of years of this world, it didn't exist. All of a sudden, 20 years ago, it originated. It originated in the East. And sociologists say, how is it that it originated in the East? Because there are many farmers, human beings, in the East, in India, especially, who had relations with monkeys, sexual relations with monkeys. I mean, could you imagine such a disgusting, terrible act? So they became infected to the days. I think that the sociologists are making one mistake. It's not that the monkeys are responsible for the AIDS of the human beings. The monkeys never are victims. שיש פריסקו בוסדר קדם את רסז ונגמור עם חלק דטיבן דבהימס became corrupted. They started to have relations with other species of animals. That's what happened today in the world. So tzeyal tazlati. We are mechuyev to have windows, see what goes on. And to learn from the experience. We have to know what went on. Tzeyal doesn't mean just windows, to read newspapers, to hear the news, whether you get it from television or from the radio, what happens today, but to read in books, in history books, what happened in the time of the Vietnamese War, when the United States unfortunately became involved for the purpose of saving South Vietnam and North Vietnam from the communist Ashpoe. So they sent thousands of American soldiers thousands of miles away from their shores. And then when they came back, they were so bitter. And that was the cause of the hippies, of the homosexuals and the lesbians, but primarily the rebellion. Rebellion against whom? Rebellion against the president, rebellion against Congress, but together with the rebellion against the government, against Congress, against the police force, against the court system, there was a rebellion against God, against religion, every religion. Against the Christian religion, every religion. And they accepted what? Paganism. Paganism, pure and simple. That's all part and parcel of the obligation of Tzeyat Haslati. All human beings, but especially Jews, and especially Jews need Torah and Shema Mitzvahs. We cannot isolate ourselves. We have to know European history. What happened during the First World War? When Wilson, his Kavone was received, he was one of the Chassidim in Ceylon. So he participated in the war against Austria, Germany, in order to stop wars. Well, did it stop wars? It provoked many more wars. And then, when the League of Nations was founded, so they formed new nations. And even though the war started because of Germany, but after the war, they helped Germany to rebuild itself and to make Hitler into a hero. That's Tzeyat Haslati. You have to know all these histories in order to learn from history. Schir Yimei Seirah, Binu Shnei Zerikei. Schir Yimei Seirah, I would say, well, you have to learn chronology. When did the American Revolution take place? In 1776. And the French Revolution took place in 1790. That's all. Nah, that's nothing. The main thing is Binu Shnei Zerikei. There is a continuity between one generation and the other. Not only in the Jewish people. There is needless, but even human beings in general, we have to learn. One generation has to learn from the experiences and the tragedies of the previous generation. So this part and parcel of the obligation of Tzohar Tassalati, and especially we, that's not just what Reb Shimshon von Hirsch told the Acharas. That's another standpoint. Here it is, in order to survive, we have to learn history. We have to know everything that happened in the past. All right, now, the next thing I would like to discuss is the bris. Vayiven neach mizbeach hadishem, vayikach mikoil, habim hatero mikol yipatoyer, vayal iliz vamizbeach. Vayorach hadishem esreach nechayach. And Almighty God smelled the savory smell of the carbones. Vayimer Hashem libei leisif likal leides adamo baba adam. No more will I curse the earth because of the evils of men. Ki yetzel leibo adam raminu. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom take an oath not to destroy mankind, not to bring him a new marvel upon the world? Because the inclination of the heart of man is evil from his childhood days. So the Ramban raises the question, this pasuk is in conflict with the pasuk at the end of Reish. Vayarad Hashem, ki rabo roas adam, Rabbeinu Shlom saw, he took notice of the fact that the evil of man on earth is so abundant. Behold, Yitzhak Machshav is libei rakrakolai, and the inclinations of his heart is only evil the whole day. By Nochem Adishem, Kiosas Odom, by Sassiva libei, by Yimer Adishem, Emches Odom Ashab Rosim of the Adom of Odom Ademo, and Remes Vadiva Shamayim, Kinecham Tikas. So it's a steer. The pasuk in Bereishis implies that the fact that the inclinations of man's heart is towards evil is the cause for the destruction of the world. And the pasuk in Neach says explicitly that because of the fact that the evil inclination of man is towards evil, so that the Rebbeinu Shlom took an oath never to destroy the world. Never to destroy mankind. So he says the answer is implicit in the one word, minurov. In Bereishis doesn't say Rabo Machshavos Odom Rakrakolayim minurov Rakrakolayim. Here it says the inclination is towards evil from the childhood days. What is the nature of a child? Is a child basically and innately good, a saint, or a child is a devil? Innocent. We Jews say, "Aseli mantineki shel bisrabon shel yichod." Asei limangmul cholof shel posh. So, in other words, we reject the concept of original sin. Every Jew is mechuyev to say a bracha the moment he wakes up, to wash his hands, and to say Elokai nishomo shenasata b'teyoi, the soul that you put in my being, in my goof, is pure, no blemish. We have a concept of original virtue. But how is it there is so much evil? Because of the Nochosh. So Mevadia's fullness says that the Nochosh symbolizes the Yitzharach is saying that Bala Musa say, after the going, der Rambam. In all the Geschehen, there are two kinds of Yitzharas. There is the Yitzharah Pnimi, the Skino type of the covet, the animal instincts. And this Yitzharah Pnimi is possessed by animals as much as it is possessed by human beings. And then there is the Yitzharah Chitzin. Animals are fortunate. Are not subjected to Yitzharah Chitzin. But man is nefesh chayo, ruach mimalo, a communicative spirit, so he has not a problem to counteract the Yitzharah Chitzin. So Rabbi Vadis Forn says, and Rabbi Nebuchim the same thing, that the nochosh is symbolic of the Yitzharah Chitzin. So Adam and Chavo did not have any Yitzharah Chitzin. Was instilled into them by hearkening to the advice given by the terrible Nochash, the serpent. So a child is innately pure and righteous and holy, good, kind, no kine, no taive, no kovet, no malice. But there is one fault in the child. It's a fault we can definitely ignite, but we can definitely schwach us. If you allow 10 wonderful children who are not candidates for a gang to play with one corrupted child, you'll see without control, without discipline on the part of the parents, without discipline on the part of the schools, in a short time all the 10 heretofore innocent, pure, angelic children will turn into gang members. That's the problem today. So you'll say, well, that child who influenced all other 10 children, he is the villain. Now, he was also born like a saint, but he was inspired by another evil child, corrupted child. I don't want to call him evil, corrupted. So he got it from the outside, from the tzea, taslatimo. Because every human being, even in Anju, lives in an ark. All the generations, especially today. So, Ramban says, that gives us a clue as to why the same Yitzhali Vodom Ra, before the creation, before the flood, was the cause for the destruction of the world. After the flood, it became the cause, the basis for the Shvuye of not destroying the world of man. Why? Because Vayorach Hashem es Reach Nechayah. So the Midrash Rabbah says, what Reach Nechayah? It has to be understood in a figurative sense, not literally Chas V'Sholem. So he says it is reference to the spirit of rebellion. Zereach hanecheach shel Avrom mitirkif shenayish. Zereach hanecheach shel Hananye mishul vazay. Zereach hanecheach shel Daniel. Zereach hanecheach shel Bidiri shel Shmat. The spirit of rebellion. Rebellion towards good, towards Dushe, not rebellion against the Rebbeinu Shalom, like the hippies, towards murder, but towards Dushe, for Kiddush Hashem. So that's Minurov. A child does not have a spirit of rebellion. And that's good, because if a child had a spirit of rebellion from birth, so then you wouldn't be able to train to educate children. In order to be able to raise children the proper way, so it's necessary that they shouldn't have the spirit of rebellion. But when they grow up, the parents and the schools and the state, the king, the president, the mayor, the governor, the whole police should try to inculcate a spirit of rebellion towards Dusha. Not to say like Cain, Hashem Ochi Onechi, am I my brother's keeper? Of course we are all our brother's keepers. Now the same idea is expressed according to the Rashbam's Peirush, which in the ordinary Koyes Deleis you won't find it, because in the ordinary Koyes Deleis the Rashbam's Peirush begins on Parashat Vayeshev. There is a reason why. But if you get a special edition of Koyes Deleis that has the Rashbam and the Parshas preceding Vayeshev, you will see it. Vayibi nosam mikedem, vayim tzu obiko berashino, vayeshusho. No, vayiko ore sofachas, vormachot. There was unity. There was one language. What language? Loshna Kedosh. It means literally Loshna Kedosh, but it means basically pure language. Doesn't make any difference whether it's Loshna Hebrew or English or Spanish or Greek or Arabic. It's not a language of impurity, of Dibur Peh, of pornography. So it was good, fine, nice society. It's one of the results of the aftermath of the marble. Yehoyolem Lachina. Vayemu hovo nivlel Iyam migdol reishi bashamay. Nasolon nishayim penoflat neoritz. Vayera yishem niris ziyya Vesa migdol ashabon umnil. Vayim ad yishem inam echot bisof hachas lukulo. Vizze achilom lasis. Yatol Yibotsamem Kula Shiozn Lasis. Hovo Nildo Vinoplo Shom Sosrain Fosom Ashro Yishpiu Yishmu Yiras Fasrain. The question arises, what objection was there? They build the high tower, skyscraper, much higher and taller than Sears building, than Empire State building, 100 times higher. What's wrong with that? No. That was only, the tower was only a symbol. In other words, that all humanity should be one humanity, one government. Not that one country should have a monarchy, the other country should have a republic. One government, totalitarianism, that was the first attempt by men to establish totalitarianism. It wasn't Mussolini, the first one in the world to establish totalitarianism. Sancheret did the same thing in a much more successful way. Nebuchadnezzar did the same thing. Titus did the same thing. And if Napoleon, with all the civil rights, his main purpose was to establish a totalitarian government all over Europe. That's the greatest misfortune in the world. So, the Beneschel wanted, in order to survive and not to be overtaken by another marble, that there should be a variety of governments. It's their business. If certain people want a communist government, North Vietnam wants a communist government, it's not the business of President Kennedy to interfere and send soldiers thousands of miles away to sacrifice.